Chapter 11. Trucks, trailers, buses and motorcycles. When you are driving on the streets and highways, you will have to share the road with vehicles that are much larger than ordinary passenger cars and light trucks. The operation of these trucks, tractor semi-trailers, truck trailers and buses requires special driving skill, attentiveness and consideration for other highway users. To ensure your safety, you and other highway users must also be aware of the limitations of these vehicles. Drivers of large vehicles. Driver licenses. Drivers of large vehicles must hold a valid driver's license for the category of vehicle being driven. Information concerning all types of driver licenses may be found in Chapter 1, Licensing of Drivers. Professional drivers. Many, if not most drivers of large vehicles, earn their living by operating these vehicles. It is their profession. Because they spend much more time driving than other drivers, they should be the most skilled, knowledgeable and experienced drivers on the highways. They should demonstrate the mark of the true professional by setting the example of proper, safe driving. Also, they are exposed to the hazards of driving for much greater periods of time than ordinary drivers. Driver responsibilities. Due to their large size and heavy weight, these vehicles can cause great damage and injury when involved in a crash. The drivers of these vehicles must be constantly aware of the limitations and potential of their vehicles and recognize their responsibility to give proper consideration to other highway users as well as to their passengers and cargo. Limitations of large vehicles. Visibility. Larger vehicles generally provide better forward visibility than other vehicles because the driver's position is above most other vehicles. However, visibility to the sides and rear is severely limited. Other traffic can only be seen by the use of mirrors, and the area to the immediate rear of the vehicle is not visible to the driver. Drivers of large vehicles must make allowances for the greater width and length of their vehicles when turning, changing lanes or backing. Other drivers and highway users should allow the large vehicle driver additional space to make the maneuvers safely. Maneuvering space. Large vehicles require more space for turning movements. Drivers of large vehicles should use great caution when turning or backing to ensure that the movement can be made without interference with other highway users. When near large vehicles, the drivers of other vehicles and other highway users should remain in a location where they can be seen by the driver of the large vehicle and where their view of other traffic is not blocked. Stopping distance. Large vehicles require greater stopping distances than other vehicles. Drivers of large vehicles must make allowances for the additional distance required to stop. When changing lanes or at intersections, other drivers and highway users must make allowances for the increased stopping distance required by the large vehicles. Acceleration and agility. Large vehicles accelerate very slowly and cannot make maneuvers as quickly as other vehicles. Drivers of large vehicles should shift to an appropriate lower gear before descending a steep hill to minimize the possibility of overheating the brakes. Drivers must be aware that large vehicles may be traveling at a speed less than the posted speed limit and should use caution when approaching or passing. Downgrade speed control. The continuous application of brakes to control speed on downgrades will cause the brakes to become ineffective. This condition is more dangerous with large vehicles. Drivers of large vehicles should shift to an appropriate lower gear before descending a steep hill to minimize the possibility of overheating the brakes. The drivers of other vehicles should be alert to overtaking large vehicles, move out of their way. Slipstream. Large fast-moving vehicles cause wind gusts with a force great enough to cause direction changes in smaller vehicles. Drivers of smaller vehicles should be prepared to take proper corrective steering action when approaching or passing large vehicles that are moving at or near maximum speeds. Hazardous materials. Many times large trucks carry material that is dangerous to persons or property. This material may be explosive, flammable, radioactive, poisonous, etc. Drivers of these vehicles are responsible for ensuring that these materials are properly packaged and marked, and that the vehicle is marked to indicate the type of material carried so that proper protective action can be taken in case of a crash. Emergency equipment. Most large vehicles are required to carry emergency equipment such as fire extinguishers, flares, emergency reflectors, first aid kits, etc. Drivers of these vehicles must know what equipment is required and how and when to use it. Towing trailers. Many passenger car and small truck drivers tow trailers of various types with their vehicles. You will find that many of the limitations that apply to large vehicles also apply when you are towing a trailer, particularly large trailers. Rear view mirrors. If your trailer is large enough to obstruct your view through your inside rear view mirror, you must have outside rear view mirrors of proper size on both sides of your car. Brakes. If your loaded trailer weighs more than half the weight of the towing vehicle or is 3,000 pounds or more, the trailer must be equipped with brakes and breakaway protection. Passengers. You should not permit passengers to ride in trailers. Riding in house trailers is prohibited. Safety chains. Your trailer must be equipped with safety chains. Safety chains must be attached to the frame of the towing vehicle and the trailer and not connected to a part of the trailer hitch. Trailer hitches. Ensure that your vehicle is equipped with a proper hitch for the size and type of trailer being towed. Large trailers require special hitches. Don't rely on bumper hitches for any trailer. Trailer load. Ensure that the trailer load is properly balanced. About 10% to 15% of the trailer weight should be on the vehicle's trailer hitch. If the weight is too great, you will have difficulty steering the vehicle. If the weight is too small, the trailer will fishtail. Don't overload the trailer. Be sure that the load is held securely in place. Equipment. Ensure that the trailer has wheels properly mounted and lubricated, and covered with fenders or mudguards. Good tires properly inflated. Tail, stop, turn signal, license plate, and, if required, side marker lamps and reflectors. Motorists and motorcycles in traffic. Sharing the road with motorcycles. Today's motorcycle riders are friends, relatives, and neighbors, but many car drivers still have not adjusted to motorcycles appearing in traffic. Traveling by motorcycle is appealing to some people. They are fuel and space efficient and can be just plain fun to ride. But there is a flip side. Motorcyclists are more vulnerable to injury than a car driver if involved in a crash. Research shows that over two-thirds of the car, motorcycle crashes are the result of a car driver turning in front of the motorcyclist. Motorcycles and cars need to mix in traffic without causing harm to each other. To do so, we need to understand more about motorcycles, and why riders do some of the things they do. Size. Motorcycles present a narrow silhouette and are usually much shorter in length than an automobile. The small profile of the motorcycle may make it appear farther away and traveling slower than it actually is. Because it is difficult to judge the motorcycle's distance and speed, car drivers need to take a second look, and then a third. Its small size also makes it more difficult to spot in traffic than another car. Some motorcycles take advantage of their small size and maneuverability. They may cut between cars and put themselves in places where drivers cannot see them. Be alert for a motorcycle to appear unexpectedly. Make sure you see the motorcycle and know its speed before you start to turn or enter an intersection. Lane position. Because of a motorcycle's size, its position within a lane of traffic will change as traffic conditions change. The motorcyclist will position himself in the lane to see and be seen. Often, this means riding in the left portion of the traffic lane to allow a better view of some traffic and road situations. It also makes the motorcycle more visible to other traffic. However, as traffic and road conditions change, the rider may move. This move could be to the center of the lane or even to the right side to avoid traffic or to be seen by others on the road. Most drivers take for granted the ability of their automobile to handle minor road hazards such as potholes or railroad tracks. Minor problems for the four-wheeled vehicle can be major problems for motorcycles. The cyclist will change position within the lane to increase the distance from potential hazards. These lateral movements sometimes occur suddenly. Motorists need to be alert for these sudden changes in position and direction, and drive accordingly. Respect the vehicle space of a motorcycle and its position in traffic. Motorcycles are allowed the full width of a lane in which to maneuver. Refrain from sharing a lane with a motorcyclist. It restricts the rider's ability to avoid hazardous situations. Intersections. intersections are the most likely places for car-motorcycle collisions to occur. As stated earlier, this usually is the result of a car driver not seeing the motorcycle and turning into the motorcycle's path. Misinterpreting a rider's intentions can also lead to problems. A cyclist will change lane position to prepare for upcoming traffic conditions. The rider will move to one side of the lane in preparation for a turn or possibly to move away from a hazard unseen by other motorists. Do not assume the rider's intention until the maneuver is unmistakably started, such as a turn into an intersection or driveway. Also, turn signals do not automatically shut off on a motorcycle, and riders occasionally forget to cancel them after a turn is completed. Make sure you know what the rider is going to do before you move into the motorcycle's path. Following distance. When driving behind a motorcycle, allow at least a 2-second following distance. This provides the cyclist enough room to maneuver or stop in an emergency. Due to its vulnerable nature and the difficulty motorists have in judging a motorcycle's speed and distance, space between the two vehicles should be increased to avoid sudden braking. Both riders and drivers are more likely to make incorrect decisions if there is not enough stopping distance or ability to see and react to conditions. This leads to crashes. A rider's chance of injury is greater if forced to avoid obstacles ahead, as well as a driver following too closely. Passing and being passed. The rules for passing other vehicles are similar for motorcycles. The motorist being overtaken by a cycle should maintain lane position and speed. Allow the cyclist to complete the pass and assume proper lane position as quickly as possible. When passing a motorcycle, allow a full lane to the motorcycle. Never crowd into the same lane as the cycle. Returning to the original lane too soon can force a rider to swerve to the right into traffic or off the road. Operator's license. Motorcycles are different to operate than an automobile. They require special knowledge and skills. It only makes sense that a motorcycle operator license be required. Most states now have a separate knowledge and skill test that must be completed for motorcycle operation. Passing both tests qualifies the rider for a license allowing motorcycle operation. Also, motorcycles must be registered and insured to the same standards as an automobile. What all this means is, motorcycles are a full partner in the traffic mix and must be treated with respect and courtesy. Watch for the unexpected and give them their share of the road. A rider may be the neighbor next door.